The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But from what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Leave the dirty laundry in a pile, along with the annoying reasons why you don't do the things you'd really like to, as you reduce your butt. That's one T, not two T's. Join Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates right now on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. They're smoking hot.
Good morning. I'm Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates.
And what are we doing today, Suzanne, on our show?
Well, our first segment is always Dirty Little Secrets. And we share things with people that I'm not sure they're secrets, like they're not classified with the government or anything, but they're things that people many times do not know that may help make their lives better, more exciting, fuller. And I got a new toy. This is a perfect example. Like, people think that when you get to be a certain age that you shouldn't have toys. Well, I so disagree with that, because it's my grandkids had a toy that I loved, and I got my own. And I want to share that with everyone today.
And my little dirty secret is going to be what color you should paint your bedroom if you want to have more sex.
Okay, well, I think that would be a very helpful little tidbit. I can't wait.
I know.
And then about the Snoop and Scoop?
Yes. And then we are moving on to our Snoop and Scoop interview. And today we have Pam Lehan from the Women's Club in Minneapolis. They are one of our sponsors. And it's going to be just wonderful. We're going to get all kinds of information on the Women's Club.
And then we're going to finish up with how to win our fantastic prizes. We have 3 contests going, and all of those prizes are really awesome. So and then how girlfriends are good for your health. There's some staggering statistics in that.
And we want you to go to our website at www.agingbutdangerous.com to check us out. You can learn all about us, everyone, on our website. And it's up, Suzanne. It's up and looks fabulous.
Oh, great. We have a brand new website that we're so proud of. It's not perfect, and you know me, but it will be perfect by the end of this week. But at least everybody can go on there and finally register for these great contest we have. All right, my new toy. I can't wait to talk about this. I got a SYMA. It's like SYMA S107 Metal Series Helicopter. It's a 3-channel infrared mini helicopter. It was only $22.
Well, how big is it?
And
how big is it?
It's a tiny little thing, but I tell you, it is so fun. And pets, like if you have a pet, my kids take it and, you know, fly it around, and their dogs jump up in the air and have a blast with this thing. And they were having so much fun with it. So I thought, why in the world wouldn't I do that? I mean, am I too old to have toys? No. I think people, this is where we start getting crusty and old. That's when we don't do the things that look fun and we go for. So now I have my own. I like to think of it as my own personal drone.
What, do your grandkids love it too?
Well, they love theirs, and I've got to learn how to fly mine. I tried to fly mine the other night, and it came really very close to crashing into my eye, which I don't think was a really good idea. But anyway, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful, fun thing for me to especially. I can't wait to go in, and I don't want to use the word terrorize. My parents have a dog that is, oh my gosh, what a spoiled brat. So I thought, if I fly this helicopter over that dog's head, it could get really interesting. But my friend's cat, I was flying it at my friend's house, and her cat absolutely loved it.
Well,
anyway, that's my, so it's a SYMA, and you can go on those comparison price shopping websites. And but for $22, I mean, what's the downside? That's like, what, 4 lattes or something. So anyway, I'm excited, very excited.
That's, well, and you talked me into getting one, right? I mean, I got one for my little granddaughter who's 8, and then we found out it's for 14 and up. So I'll give it to my 45-year-old daughter.
She will love it. She will love this.
Right.
Anyway, and well, you have something really exciting for us.
I know. If you want to have more sex, then paint your bedroom lilac. This, the bedroom color of those with the most active sex lives is purple lilac. Now, this is really strange because my daughter, when she was growing up, had a purple bedroom. I hope that didn't mean anything.
No, it's not purple. It's lilac. Purple.
Well,
is
hers
down.
Was lilac. Hers was a light. I say purple, but it was a light.
I remember that now that you said that.
I know it, and she was like 16, but of course nothing was going on. So, but anyway, this was a recent survey of 2,000 adults by British department store Littlewoods, and they found out that people who had lilac sheets, it wasn't the walls really, it was the sheets or furniture, had an average of, now get this, 3.49 intimate encounters a week. I don't know what that 49.49 means, but and red was next. And you and I, you know how we love those red sheets. That was the next one with 3.18 per week. And then what the color that saw the least action was gray. People with gray decor averaged only 1.8 romps a week. So, what color are your sheets? Little single friend of mine.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
That is just so crazy that that would have any kind of, I don't know, sometimes I think those studies, but it's, here's the deal, you could poo-poo a study like that and you can go, oh, well, but what's the downside in trying it?
I know.
And you know, especially if you have somebody to have sex with. I mean, I don't think it's going to help me, but it might help you.
Well, ours are white. Ours are white.
They didn't say anything about white sheets.
No.
Okay, so those of you out there listening, go get lilac sheets or red sheets and report back. Did it help your sex life? That'll be our own little study.
Well, you are listening to Jean and Suzanne and the dirty little secrets that we uncover and share with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be
in a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
So we are really excited to share information with our listeners. And, you know, in return, we would like for them to share with us what they, if they have people that they like to, that they want to share with other people, like Angie's List.
Yeah, like a little mini Angie's List.
Right. So if you have a product or a service that you would like our listeners to know about, contact agingbutdangerous.com and we will check you out. And if you vet out, you'll be one of our dirty little secrets or maybe even more.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne, and today we are talking about a woman's club on our Snoop and Scoop interview. Now, I've been thinking about this, and like, are we talking about like a big old thick, heavy stick, especially for women. Maybe I could, like, I was thinking I could use it to chase my sister with, but I don't know, maybe I'm too old for that. Or maybe I was thinking about when I used to play golf, I had a woman's club in my golf bag, so...
All right.
You know, the caveman, or I don't know, a women's club. Okay, so
okay,
I don't
Suzanne.
Know.
All right.
So many. I know.
But this is, we have as our guest today, Pam Lehan, and she is a guest of ours from the Women's Club in Minneapolis. And welcome to the show, Pam.
Well, thank you for having me. I've listened to both you and Suzanne and thoroughly enjoy listening to you and your kibitzing back and forth.
Thank you. And Pam is the general manager at the Women's Club, and she has been there for 4 years and has had quite a background in running things like this. And Pam, we want to talk about, I think one of the first things I'd like to talk about is what are the three parts of your mission that the Women's Club stands for?
The club stands for philanthropy, education, social, and friendships. And I think I could put a little spin on it by giving you my traditional elevator speech.
And what is that?
Well, the club was started in 1907 by mm-hmm. six women that knew they could do more together in the community than they could alone. So they started meeting and they grew in numbers until they purchased a mansion on 15th and Harmon in Minneapolis. They outgrew that building and they built the building we're currently in 1928 from the ground up. It's 67,000 square feet.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
They have had amazing vision at that time, and we utilize every inch of the building. It includes a theater that seats 632, ballrooms, meeting rooms. We have a full dining room and a beautiful lounge. We have the most wonderful rooftop terrace with the greatest view of downtown in the whole city of Minneapolis.
And that's new, right? Didn't you just do that?
The rooftop, yes, within the last 3 years.
Now, can anybody come there, Pam, and get a tour?
Anybody can come in and have a tour. We also do some events that we do open to the public. We open our brunch on Sundays so that people can come in and see what the club is all about. We also have Connie Evingson is a jazz musician, and she's probably known best from More by Four. She's one of their lead singers. Mm-hmm. And she has made her home in our lounge, and she plays there every first Wednesday of every month.
Oh, that is fantastic. I did not know that.
It is. The women of our club from the beginning to now are responsible in large part for the milk program and lunch program in the Minneapolis Public Schools, the purification of water in the city of Minneapolis, the public health nursing system in the city of Minneapolis. They've donated over $5 million to programs for women and children in need. We have one of the oldest sewing guilds in the country, and they make all the chemo caps and lap robes for the cancer patients at HCMC and all the baby layettes for moms that can't afford to buy baby clothes.
That is a wonderful community thing to do. Tell us a little bit about the social part of your club.
Well, we have lots of wonderful events, especially our big gala, but we do... We have lots of fun and entertaining programs. You think of high tea and it kind of being formal and little old ladies, but it's not. We have music. We have lots of fun. And we usually end up with about 100 for our high teas. They're terrific.
And when is the high teas?
The high teas take place during the holidays. These are part of the membership. We have a wonderful chef that is French raised and trained, and he's spectacular, so we're lucky to have him.
And then don't you have that a networking evening for people to network?
We actually have about 4 different programs going on that the public can come in and visit and see what's going on in these events. We have leadership luncheons monthly, and the next one coming up is in regarding education, and the 2 superintendents of schools from both St. Paul and Minneapolis will be there, and it will be a panel discussion, and people are welcome to sign up. And at the end of our talk, I'll tell you how they can get in touch with the Women's Club. We also have Strictly Social, and that happens quarterly. Last night, we had a wonderful event on how to use LinkedIn. And we had about 160 in attendance. It was fantastic.
Now, how do we know about it? Of course, we won't list some of these things on our website because I have not mentioned yet, but the Women's Club is one of our sponsors, one of our wonderful, wonderful sponsors. So you'll be able to go to our website to hear about these events.
They can also go to our website, which is www.womansclub.org.
Okay, good, because that is so important to know about. Those are wonderful activities.
We also have another program that's called Breakfast Networking, and the next one will be held March 14th, and it's at 7:30 a.m. People can go in and have their breakfast, but they have the program going on at the same time, and they are out of there by 8:30 and able to get on to their jobs. The one that's coming up on the 14th is on mentoring. How to do it for others and how to receive it as a mentee.
Oh, wow.
So it should be pretty fantastic.
Well, I read this quote that one of your members, Anita Sue Coleman, said. I quote, "People often think this club is made up of little old ladies. We don't know what a little old lady is." I love that. She says, you know, we don't know what a little old lady is. And I know I have been over there before, Pam, and I am amazed at the... I think you were saying that, or it says right here, that the average age is like about 53. It's just a wonderful, you get such a good feeling from there. And I didn't see that many little old ladies at all.
We have a fantastic age demographic. We're from 24 to 104. And I can tell you our 102-year-old can shake your hand as strong as any man I've ever met.
That is so great.
And we're going to mention later in the show about how it's important friendships are. You live longer, you are healthier. If you have issues like with cancer, studies prove that if you are a member of a group like this, that you are a healthier person. And what's your health worth? I mean, just that alone is huge.
Right. Pam, do you still display new local artists?
We do. Our club is, our dining room is an art gallery, and we are open to local artists. We are booked out about a year ahead, and each of these artists come in for an 8-week period, and we have an evening during each of those where you can come in, meet the artist, and we have wine and appetizers. We also have had an influx of over 150 members over the last 3 years, and those members do not have the same amount of volunteer time, so we've developed what's called Spotlights on Service, and we do one-time, one-shot events where everybody can participate if they want to. An example is we've held 3 baby showers and collected at each one of them almost $5,000 worth of baby items that are all distributed to underprivileged moms.
Gosh, there is so much going on there.
It's a pretty exciting place to be, and the most fantastic women you'll ever meet from... every demographic.
Yeah, and just like what Suzanne was saying, how it's just so important for women to form those friendships and to have those close friends, and the Women's Club sounds like a great place to do that.
That's where it happens.
Well, Pam, we are so happy you've been with us. It's been very energetic and very entertaining and very informational.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure to be here.
And we want to mention that if you are listening to the Women's Club ad on our radio show, KLBB, you will get a free brunch with you and another guest.
If you say, I heard about this on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
Right,
correct.
Right. So coming up, it's how to win great prizes on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, so don't go away.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
Well, we have a new sponsor, and you're just as excited about this as I am.
Yes,
aren't you?
I am.
These are an amazing group of doctors, and they are Adephrus and Toppin, women specialists in Woodbury. And I know we talked to Dr. Toppin in a meeting, what was it, last week. Talk about impressive. This is a woman who really understands what we as women are going through, and especially over 50 women, actually all women. And she's so knowledgeable and so empathetic, and we are honored to have her as one of our, to have the whole clinic as one of our sponsors. Every week she is going to do a little segment on female sexuality. She is the go-to authority on this, and people, she's just going to blow everybody's mind. She's amazing. So go see her if you have any gynecological issues. 651-686-6400 is the number to the clinic. I promise you will be thrilled.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Welcome back.
Suzanne, we want everyone to know about our lunch, to how to register for our lunch. Go to our website, and they can have lunch with you and I at Tiger Sushi. It's extended through March. It's with the person that wins, and they get to bring two friends.
Yes, I think it's you and me.
Oh.
But that's all right. It's
did I do that
you
wrong?
And me.
You and what? I? You and I?
No, you and me. It's like if they had lunch with me or you and me.
Oh, okay.
That's the way I was told to do it. Anyway, and then we have our drawings, our car detailing. We have two wonderful, wonderful drawings, and we're extending it to March. And that's a car detailing. You get your car cleaned up, all that crap out of it. And then in the second from Epic Automotive, you could get your two windows tinted. So these are awesome things, and they're going to be so nice to be able to do in the springtime. So
don't forget to sign up for our big monthly drawings at www.agingbutdangerous.com.
Yes, and go to our Facebook page, for goodness sake, because it's always got something on it, and like us and on facebook.com/agingbutdangerous. And there is a study, and I know we just came across this, and it's something that kind of keeps coming up, that a study that was done at Stanford that is so, so important about how we perceive and how we value our friendships with our girlfriends. And I know you and I have benefited from this for a very long time.
32 years.
But I think that Matt's going to be 33, so yeah. It's going to be 34 years coming
right.
up.
Yep.
So, but what it says, and it's really kind of funny, is that it says one of the best things that a man can do for himself is to be married to a woman, whereas for a woman, one of the best things she can do for her health is to nurture her relationships with her girlfriend.
I believe
that. Does that surprise
you? No, it does not. I believe that with all my heart and soul.
And it's what it does is it creates more serotonin in your brain when you're around your girlfriends and you're talking, you're sharing. And that's a neurotransmitter that then helps you combat depression. And it just gives you this overall feeling and of well-being and happiness. And it's kind of like women when they get together, they share their feelings. And so it's kind of like going to a therapist, but men, they build their relationships more around activities like, you know, let's go play racquetball or something like that.
I know, I loved it in this article when it said, when you're hanging out with your friends, even though you should be, you know, you think you should be working out and getting on that treadmill and everything, but being with your women friends is just as healthy for you. Well, maybe not just as healthy, but very, very healthy for you.
No, it's just as healthy because we share our souls. And so it says that a failure to create and maintain really good relationships with other humans, and it's not that it has to be women, it's just that women have many more skills in that area generally, and that's a gross generalization. But it's as if we don't have the kind of relationships with other humans that we seem to be able to have with our girlfriends, it is as physically harmful and dangerous to our health as smoking.
And I know, and Suzanne, the thing I loved when I read this was, it says, having lots of friends might even reduce your chances of catching a cold, even though you're with them all the time. I thought that was really funny.
I thought we reported several weeks ago that if you had two orgasms a week, if you have a lot of friends and you have two orgasms a week, you should never have a cold.
Right. And purple sheets or lilac sheets.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. I mean, we're just going to totally change the way the world thinks here.
We are changing the world.
Well, they've done all these studies, and in 1989, David Spiegel, who is an MD, and he's a professor of psychiatry at Stanford, he did a study with women with breast cancer, and they lived, women who got into support groups for their disease while they were going through treatment lived twice as long as those who didn't.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, it's true. When I had cancer and I was in the hospital, and the nurse said to me, some woman had the same operation I did, and she was not doing well. And the nurse, I'll always remember it, the nurse said that she doesn't have any friends. And we have noticed people in the hospital that don't have very many friends don't do very well. I will always remember that.
Mm-hmm. And well, another study that was done at Carnegie Mellon at university, one of my closest friends went to Carnegie Mellon. It's such a great place that Sheldon Cohen, who is a PhD and professor of psychology, he said that friends encourage us to take better care of ourselves. And I think that's happened with us a lot. It's like we're looking out for each other. And he said people with wider social networks have a higher self-esteem, and they feel like they have more control over their lives. So then I think that what they're saying is that translates down into you thinking that you can really have some power in your disease or whatever you're going through. And then there's another study. It says people with fewer friends tend to die sooner after heart attacks than people with a strong social network. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Yes, it does. And I've always heard a lot about that, and I think it's so true. And I think women everywhere really, really believe that. And as we're aging and as we're getting older, I think it's more and more important. And women that are alone, that don't have the husband or don't have the spouse or a significant other or children living around them, I think it's just so important.
Well, it's almost like what I've read is really genetic, is that when we're a socialized species, and the cave people could not have gotten along. They would have died if they hadn't had each other. And so this is just genetic. I mean, we have this in our genes. Mm-hmm. So anyway, go out, appreciate your girlfriends. Don't feel guilty about missing an exercise class if you're going out with some really close friends. And
have that glass of wine. The glass of wine's healthy for us too, so we can't forget that. Suzanne, I want to say real quick about our next swarm. It's on March 21st, and it's going to be put on by the Sisters of St. Joseph. It's on a Lambreth. And a Lambreth is a powerful spiritual tool, and they're used for calming and releasing distractions and for gaining spiritual insight on questions, prayers, games, and dancing. So
it's a labyrinth.
Labyrinth. Isn't that what I said?
You can't say it. Say it. Labyrinth.
Labyrinth. Okay, so
yay!
It's going to be good.
Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bazin, Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe.
Please join us next Saturday at 9:30, and remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.